Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
It's hour number two with the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. General at your service. We have Stephen Jones coming up in just a few moments. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. You have Eric Chiafalo in with you. And Carter Freeman is coordinating your video back there at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. All right, we're heading into another big NFL weekend. College football as well. I think everybody's excited about what's going on, except for maybe Ime Udoka. And the latest on that story is that members of the Celtics organization became aware of the relationship in July. They did an investigation over the course of a couple of months, and they're led to believe that both Udoka and the woman had a consensual relationship. That is what she said to them in their investigation. But she had recently said that Udoka had made unwanted comments toward her. So last night, multi-NBA champion Matt Barnes did a video. And, you know, he was kind of asking for more information and kind of putting his support behind Udoka, who he'd known and wanted to support him. Today, Matt Barnes released another video. Here's the audio of what he had to say in his follow-up video today.
They won't come out and say it. Since I'm a part of the media now, and I try not to be like everyone else, I try to, you know, report and talk with facts and honesty. And I clearly have to say, last night, without knowing all the facts, I spoke on Ime Udoka's defense. And after finding out the facts, after I spoke, I erased what I posted, because this situation in Boston is deep. It's messy. It's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And that's why I erased what I said. Some things happened that I can't condone, I can't back. And it's not my place to tell you what happened. If it ends up coming out, it ends up coming out. But that was the reason why I erased my post last night, because after I posted it, I got a call from someone who had all the details, and the shit is deep. So, man, praying for everybody involved. Hope everyone gets through this. And I saw a lot of blogs picked up what I said, even though it was only on my page for like 2 minutes. So hopefully they picked this up too, for me being wrong and jumping out there without the facts. So that's where I'm going
to
leave it.
Okay. So, yeah, he came to Ime's defense last night, and then somebody in the know called him and said, whoa, I just saw your post. Here's the information you need to know. It'll only be a matter of time before somebody gets a hold of that information that's willing to share it. I mean, I feel like it's probably flying through the NBA circles right now amongst players and coaches and scouts. And, you know, like I said, it's just a matter of time. But, you know, it's deep. It's messy. It's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. Yesterday, the story just didn't make any sense that an on-the-job relationship would get you suspended for a year, and we're finding out that it's apparently much more involved.
Yeah, I mean, with Matt Barnes, it is kind of a bummer that you're not getting much in the way of details, because then everybody kind of recklessly speculates. But if Matt Barnes is coming out and saying, like, yo, I know the details and it's pretty wild, then I'm sure it is pretty wild. And it only makes sense because they're making such a massive deal out about this. The Celtics are, as an organization, they're holding press conferences, suspending this dude. I'm wondering, like, what is it to where, okay, it's clearly bad enough, but not bad enough to just be fully fired either for Udoka. Like, they still are willing to bring him back in 12 months. So, I don't know.
Being a great coach can get you some leeway, but you got a great point. Like, how is it so bad he's got to be suspended, but you still want to be with him?
See, that's why I wonder. I know that the Celtics ownership group was asked these questions. They had a press conference today about it, and so if it's something, they've got to look at this and say, you know, that hey, if it's this bad, and then there's people in the organization, you know, Brad Stevens was trying to address to the female employees of the Celtics that, you know, how much they value them and all this, and you know, you're starting to hear things that, oh, they're relieved that this happened, you know, the employees and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's tough. And, you know, if it's this really this bad, as Matt Barnes is saying, then probably this guy should probably be fired.
Yeah.
You know,
100 times.
Yeah. If it's, you know, messy and bad and all these things, and employees are talking about it and all that, maybe they're trying to get more information before. Maybe they're trying to figure out, like, if we fire him, what do we have to pay? Sometimes it's that situation where...
Yeah, but you've had months. I mean, they've been doing this since July. They've been deliberating on this whole deal.
There's probably some more things. They're probably now working on a buyout. You can't come out and say, we're going to fire him now. You know, I mean, they're trying... There's going to be a cause here.
Because he's protected from the coaches' union and
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's deep. It's messy. You know, maybe it involves a family member of somebody that worked there. I don't want to speculate beyond, you know, just some stuff like that. But I do think what we're probably looking at is they need to protect themselves from the idea of creating a bad work environment for women. You know, yeah. I think this is also a huge part of why the Celtics, you know, would feel like they, you know, they have to punish Ime Udoka significantly. That's what it feels like to me, is you don't want to be known as the team that looked the other way on anything. And I hope this is the beginning of a new era, you know, where teams will take their responsibility seriously and not be all cover-up-y like we saw here in DFW over the last 6-8 months.
We've seen some things now in the NBA, right? Boston, Dallas, Phoenix. You know, we've seen some things that have gone on with these organizations and stuff like that. And, you know, I've worked in organizations, you know, most of my career, sports organizations. There's things that, you know, man, you're just kind of like, man, is that right? Is that wrong? I mean, you know, you're kind of, you know, it's tough. It really, really is tough. And, you know, I'm glad when people speak up about it. I really am.
Well, and apparently TMZ got a hold of this thing, and they figured out that, in fact, Udoka and Nia Long, the longtime actress, they had been basically engaged since 2015, dating since 2010. They have a son together, and I guess they had still been together. She was just moving out to Boston with their son that they have. It was like 10 years old, and she's blindsided by this whole deal, and that's why he's really getting dragged on the internet right now, because everybody obviously absolutely loves Nia Long. And so it's like, oh my gosh, how could you, Udoka? And I don't know how you regain the locker room after a decision like that. The locker room's looking at you going, you schmuck.
Got to seriously question your judgment, coach.
And you have U.S. House candidates that are kind of, is this a shooting of a shot right here to Nia Long from this Jamal Bowman ED on Twitter? And he's a New York U.S. House candidate, some political figure.
With ED.
And, correct. And proudly. And he tweets out a picture of Nia Long, and he just says, sending nothing but love to Nia Long. We're not letting a man who didn't recognize the luxury her presence was dim all her beauty and glory. Matter of fact, we need a Nia Long national holiday.
Okay.
And
support that.
It's gone viral because everyone's like, man, my boy is out here shooting a full court shot on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. What a crazy story, and we shall see. I do not think that there's going to be many seasons go by without him getting another job, because what he did with the Celtics last year, building a culture of winning, and, you know, there's some terrific, you know, redeeming qualities to what he brings to the table. All right. We have a little bit of Mavs audio here for you. Luka Doncic talking. Cut 12. Do you need another all-star level player to contend? Here he is.
No, I mean, I think we have great players on our team. There's plenty very underrated guys that I think should be talked about more. So I don't think so. I think we have a great team.
Yeah, I think he's being nice to his teammates there, isn't he?
Sure.
And you got to the conference finals, so I guess it is somewhat possible. But without another secondary star, I guess if you played incredible defense and you got another ball handler who's not technically a star, but like borderline, like Jalen Brunson is, maybe I could see it coming together. They do have a much better front court this time around.
They probably have a little bit more of a tougher team, too. when you start to talk about defensively and things like that. That's been the whole offseason for the Mavs. It's about tougher players, scores, but that are tougher and that play defense. That seems like to be line one for what's going on with Jason Kidd right now.
I mean, shoot, the Detroit Pistons did it in 2004, and I don't even know if they had one real superstar. Rip Hamilton? No. Rasheed and Ben Wallace? No. Chauncey Billups, a real nice player, multi-time All-Star, but not really a superstar. So I guess if the league breaks for you, maybe the lowest possible hurdle to winning a championship is even lower than what the Mavs are bringing to the table right now. How important is it to be in the MVP conversation this year? Here's Luka Doncic on that.
I mean, yeah, hopefully, you know, MVP is unbelievable. You know, if I could be named MVP, it would be enormous accomplishment. I would be so happy, but you never know. I hope I'm in that conversation.
Yeah, you got to be in that conversation, don't you? Because if you are, it means you're winning a lot of games and you came in great shape and had an amazing start. You know, I think if you're in the MVP conversation, your team's having a hell of a year. And, you know, and you've hit your expectations as a player. I think that should be the bar for Luka every year. I need to see my name in the MVP conversation. If not, I've done something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And as you mentioned, like even for last year, like what did he do wrong as to not be like fully in the MVP mix? And it's because he came out of the gates slow, whether it was out of shape, banged up, COVID, all these different things. But then his second half of the year was absolutely monstrous and MVP-like, and he would have been in the conversation at the end of the year had he had a better start there. So that makes a ton of sense. And yes, I think the obvious assumption is, okay, if I'm in the MVP conversation, my team is doing really well. And that's the easiest way to answer it as a superstar.
Yeah.
Because it's not about me. It just means if I'm in the MVP race, that means I'm doing my job to make sure this team's winning a bunch of games.
He'll be ready for that next time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely he will be. And with the way this team's constructed, like, we need all MVP Luka that we can get here. It's not like he's surrounded by greatness.
Yeah, we need 15 assists per game, Luka.
And 50 points, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, can you limit your technical fouls and maintain your passion for the game? Here's Luka Doncic.
Yeah, you know, the thing about me is I don't want to lose, and that's why at least off the ground, totally different. But I got to control it because it's not really a bad look for me. It's a bad look for the whole team. It don't help my team. So I got to look to my teammates, to the players, and be better for them.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be hard for him.
Yeah, I do too.
I think, he's a guy that you know, we talk about players that honestly love the game. I think Luka loves the game of basketball. I think he loves going out there and competing and playing. And if he feels like that he's being wronged, you know, he will show his emotional side of that. I think that will be the most difficult thing that Luka has to deal with this year, is that side of the game for him. Because, you know, he's, you know, there's times where they don't treat him very well when it comes to fouls.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the things that and I'm not saying he has to complain every single hack to the arm or hit to the back or whatever, but this is going to be really, really, really difficult for him because how much he cares. You know, and how much he believes that, like, listen, you can't let them do this to me, you know. And I think that's going to be tough for him.
You do have to plead your case, but you have to do it as a professional. You can't make life worse on yourself. You know, one thing I've noticed is, and this happens in youth sports, okay, so don't think I'm making a comparison youth sports to pro sports. I'm sure a lot of parents have seen this. The parents that are meaner to refs, they get a bunch of bad calls from that point forward. And there's a point in every game where a ref decides, I don't like you, or yep, I don't like what you said. And they can't help but see things the other way.
Yeah.
They'll tell you they were objective after the game. They could never imagine it, but it's human bias. Right. If someone is a jerk to you and pointing out the stuff, you know, you want to get back at them in some way.
It happens in the NFL. It happens in all professional sports, too. You could sit there, you look at teams like when we started in Green Bay for 18 years, never won anything. Referees don't respect you.
Yeah.
They don't respect you. So, you know, when you complain about things, they're like, so what?
Yeah.
You know, they don't respect you. And you're right. I mean, that's officials at professional football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're out there yelling at a kid's game referee or an umpire or whatever, you're really, and I'm guilty.
Most of those guys are out there in survival mode.
I'm guilty too, because there's things that I see when I was standing on the sidelines helping Bennett's team on the, you know, there, and I would say something. I'm like, they don't need your help, sir. They really don't need. That's a good. That's a really good team over there. They don't need your help today.
Yeah, it's a good
and
line.
They, and they never. They look at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that team. They don't need a pass interference call today.
Yeah.
They don't need a defensive holding call today.
If the game is still in doubt, I try my hardest to say nothing and just accept whatever decision
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's a butt kicking, I do want to say something like that. I think that's a pretty good line. I think I'm going to borrow that.
No, absolutely. That, yeah. I mean, it's the best thing in the world is you just walk up to him and say, sir, that's a good team that we're playing today. They really don't need your help. we're going to have enough problems as is.
Yeah.
And they look at you kind of funny, and I'm like, no, it's true. They're much better than we are.
Yeah, go ahead and relax.
So you don't have to give them calls. Yeah. You know, if it was a tight game and all that, two even matched teams, I get it. But when it's one team, you know, and I think, like I say, parents, it's tough, man, because the more you yell at those officials, I think the harder it is on your kids.
I think a lot of people, before they have kids in sports, don't imagine the kind of response that it can elicit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the emotion that it draws out of your body. Sometimes it becomes very, very difficult to not vent at referees. So I think a lot of people out there have more sympathy for Luka than they can possibly imagine, because it's the same exact dynamic. You know, Luka's out there getting embarrassed on TV because in his mind, the ref didn't make the call, so he's embarrassed. And most of the time, parents are embarrassed that their kids are so bad at sports, they got to blame it on the refs. I think it's the same damn thing. And it's a cycle that is really... tough to break. We are still standing by for Stephen Jones. I think we're going to get into biggest L, biggest dub with Eric Chiafalo coming up next right here. Where are we headed with that, sir?
Well, where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten some personal victories? 877-881-1053. That's next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, G-Back Nation. We are standing by for Stephen Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. We do have some biggest L, biggest dub activity on the truckwreck.com fan tech segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. Yeah, these people love to share their dubs of the week with us during this segment that Chiafalo has brought to us. 682, personal victory. Last night, I'm a server. Split a $2,500 tip with another server. We waited on a table of 14, but it was a 7-course wine dinner, and they ended up buying crazy amounts of bottles after it was over. That's a massive dub and a half.
There you go.
It's going to make paying rent this year a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Personal victory 469. I've lost 40 pounds with soda, and I'm back-to-back league champions, going for a third straight this year.
What a beast.
There you go.
Stacking dubs right and left.
Watch out, Wolchuk. This guy's coming for you. 40 pounds turns into 60 real quick.
Decided to start thinking about retirement. Put some money in the stock market a couple of days ago. Just turned on the news and saw that. Where everyone's selling stock and the markets are going down. 972. That's an L. That's an L.
Not necessarily, unless you spent it all, man. Blue chips are available. Dividend joints are available right now for cheap prices. You can add up.
Okay.
This is when you eat.
All right.
Oh, tell them, Lucius.
This is when you eat.
You buy when there's blood in the streets.
Absolutely. You buy when it's on sale.
903, my big. Yeah, and it was still pretty much on sale 2 days ago. It's just lower.
Yeah, it's just
it
lower.
It was already down like 20 or 25.
He might have taken an L because he could have waited 2 days and bought it a little lower. Yeah.
I've been doing that with Ethereum, whatever you call it.
Yeah, me too.
You buying stock, you don't know what you're talking?
I mean, I don't know the name of it. Ethereum, I don't know. I just know it spins.
It does spin.
It spins.
903, my big win, still on this side of the dirt trying to get right with G-O-D. Not easy when you haven't in years. Okay, here is Eric Chiafalo with the biggest L's and biggest dubs of your week, Chief.
That's right. We got a lot to hand out, but first we got to play this. Shout out my guy who has texted in biggest dub 903 employee of the month. That's $1,000 bonus.
There you go. Congrats.
Congrats.
And I assume a framed picture of your mug on the wall for all to see.
Should. Yeah. The least they could do for you.
Yeah. The Jibo bonus, man, for employee of the month is pretty dang killer. So congratulations to you. Got a lot of good dubs going around right now. 571, biggest dub of the week. Worked 3 hours and made $1,200. Wow. God is so good. Amen. That is fantastic. That's
off wool check at Baby Dolls.
That's good. I don't know. Can you do that legally?
Oh.
Yeah.
Woolchuck's in the building.
Woolchuck's in the building. That's it for Woolchuck.
Texting in. That is really, really good. We should be doing employee of the months around here at the station, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
We should be plaster somebody's face in the studio here when they've just had a really dominant month.
I won employee of the year here at Odyssey Dallas maybe 4 or 5 years ago, which was great. Because the last time I won an employee of something, I was fired within 48 hours.
Really?
It's tough. Yeah.
Wait, how is that even humanly possible? You go from, that's pretty incredible.
He's coaching the Celtics.
That's like the time.
Well played, sir. Premium Joke Friday.
Yeah.
It is live.
Nice work, Broadus. Speaking of Broadus, he will be taking a future L in about 51 minutes. About 4:20.
Yeah.
He's going to be boozing Miller Lite right out of my nasty sauna sneaker that I've been working out and exercising in for many, many years now. You guys know I don't buy shoes that often.
Yeah.
So the amount of run, the amount of miles on this shoe, the amount of ungodly bacteria, like I said, I don't know if it is ingestible, but if it is, get that tough actin, tenactin for your innards.
Yeah,
you're going to need that.
We're going to need to jump back into biggest L, biggest dub a little bit later on because Stephen Jones joins you now here, the executive vice president, CEO, and director of player personnel for the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Doing well.
Right on. Congrats on the victory. And it looks to me like you guys have a good chance of winning this Giants game. Is that what it looks like to you?
Well, we certainly feel like we're going to go play well. We've had a good week of practice, and it was great to see Cooper Rush step up and do another good job when called upon. And, feel like the offense got into a rhythm and, we're able to do some things. We can obviously be better and think we're going to get better. But, we do feel like, that we are going to give ourselves every opportunity to play well and execute and give ourselves a chance to win the game.
Steven, do you like what you saw from Cooper Rush last week?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he did a really nice job of managing the offense. And, we were able, especially in the first half there, have some drives, get in some rhythm, make some plays, and execute the offense. And I thought he did a real nice job.
Now, I don't want to get greedy or anything, but is there more upside here? Do you feel like if he ticks off a few more starts, he could grow more? Or are we, hitting the ceiling right now of what he's capable of?
Oh, I would never let anyone who's, obviously Cooper hadn't had the opportunity to play in many games. So you'd like to hope, like any player, with more experience, they'll get better. And certainly he's taken advantage of every opportunity that he's received with us and done it well. So who am I to say, what his upside can be? A guy like him, he knows our offense inside and out. He knows where to go with the ball. He's good getting the ball out in a timely fashion. And, I think, we can have success with Cooper.
Steven, have you ever chugged a Miller Lite from an old tennis shoe to pay off a bet?
I've never experienced that one. I've heard about it.
Yeah, well, I've got to do it today. I've got to do it today.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, good luck. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe, you know, because, I hanging around you and Jerry, you guys are so much fun to be around and enjoy life the way you do. I thought maybe sometime somewhere at Arkansas you might have had to pay off a bet chugging out of an old shoe.
Or cowboy boot, maybe.
Yeah, cowboy boot, something like that.
Well, I've probably done some unsavory things. I won't say what, but and maybe more unsavory than that. But I've never come out of the shoe drinking a beer. So somehow I've managed to miss that one.
Stephen Jones here with you on the Fan.
We will report back to you next week, Stephen, and let you know what the aftermath is here, because we're about 58 mm-hmm. minutes away from Broadus doing a good old fashioned shoey right here live in the studio.
Well, whose shoe is it?
Yeah, it's an old sweaty shoe, Steven. It's an old gym shoe, an old Nike. You know, Eric's got a shoe he used at a gym. You know, like he's sweating in it. You know, this might be the last time, Steven. I really enjoyed working with you and your dad. You know, I really did. You know, so if this is the last time I get to visit with you, I appreciate that.
Well, it's good luck to you, and you better not lose many more of those bets.
No, sir. No, sir.
I, much like you, Steven, I'm kind of a sauna guy, so you know how that shoe gets. Not very sanitary there. So I'm a little bit nervous
there you
for
go.
My guy. Hey, Jerry said
there you
he,
go.
Jerry said he'd walk to New York to get himself a quarterback controversy. I'm just curious, what would Steven Jones walk to New York for?
Well, I don't think we've got a quarterback controversy. I think Dak's our quarterback, but we all know exactly what he means. We want Cooper playing at the very highest level, and if there were any way someone were able to say that he's playing to a level where, you know, he should be the starting quarterback, then he's done one hell of a job over the last during his games that he plays in, whether it's three or four. You'd love for him to have that type of success.
Steven, since you brought up Dak, you know, I've been meaning to ask you, with this cap number going up so much next year from 19 to 49, do you plan on bringing that down one way or another?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost a given. And, you know, when we had the negotiation with Dak, that was always that was never really about the money. It was more about the length. And, the more you can spread these contracts out, the more flexibility it gives you. But we'll certainly look at doing that. I think it's almost a given that you would be, reworking that contract to give you the room you need to be able to, work through the cap next year.
And from the look of these websites, I don't know how accurate they are on the consumer end, but it looks like you can spread that hit even beyond the years of the contract now. Is that newer? Is that newer stuff in the rules?
No, it's always been there where you could put on years and then void the years, and, you know, it all comes with your cap management. But certainly, you know, you got to have an extension or you're going to have a really tough situation in the true last year of the contract, which in Dak's case is, you know, it's 4 years.
So
in
you guys,
the fourth year, you'd have you a real situation that you'll have to work with.
Would you guys want to talk extension already?
You know, our quarterback's Dak Prescott. He's our franchise quarterback, and we're always up for, looking at anything with Dak. And we'll just continue to monitor, what this cap situation is going to be like and work with him and Todd on his business, and we'll see where it takes us.
All righty. How about the other side of the ball? You know, Leonard Fournette in week one, he had success. Is Saquon Barkley the biggest threat to victory in this one? And how do you feel about your run defense here going into week three?
I think we're going to continue to get better. I mean, obviously, you're right. Fournette had a good day against our defense. But, I just feel like we're going to continue to improve on the defensive side of the ball and do the things we have to do to have success. Saquon Barkley is a great back, and no question. I think he's 100% now from a health standpoint, and he's certainly one of the things that we've got to he's right there at the top of the list in terms of what we have to do, who we have to stop on their offensive side of the ball.
Steven, it looks like Jason Peters getting some run at guard, right tackle as well. Does that mean Tyler Smith is kind of locked down that left tackle spot?
Well, Tyler's doing a great job, and, he's really getting in a rhythm out there, and I think he's only going to get better, and he's done a great job of really taking his game to another level. And, you know, hats off to the young guy. He played the whole training camp at left guard. And then certainly all of a sudden we got to have him at left tackle. And, you know, he stepped up and done that. He played there in college. But it's a great compliment to him that, you know, we've got a guy like Jason Peters who's a proven guy at left tackle. But, you know, these veteran guys, they can do a lot of things. He feels good about it. And it is a compliment, I think, to Tyler Smith.
Steven, will you ever get used to coaches going for it on fourth and two on their side of the 50?
Well, that's the new world with analytics and those type of things. It's not something that you would have ever seen when we first entered the league. But, you know, you see it. I mean, you see it around the league. You see it, you know, obviously, especially with a lot of these younger coaches who are so big into the analytics, you know, they pick and choose their spots. So, you know, it's a new part of it. I'm sure it makes it exciting for the fans, but it makes it tough on people like myself and Jerry and that type of situation. Knowing you've been more used to traditional football and putting that ball away on a down like that. But obviously Mike made a big decision. It paid off in spades for us.
How's Micah doing physically right now, outside of the cold, but knee, toe, that kind of stuff?
He's all good. We expect to have Micah ready to roll and ready to make, hopefully continue to make the big plays and the big impact he's made for us the first 2 weeks.
Steven, with all the scouting and the football stuff and all these different terms that get tossed around, we heard a coach describe one of his players just impressively built. He called him a cocky-built player. Is that a term that gets thrown around in the scouting rooms plenty, or is this the first time you're hearing it?
That's my first time to hear that one. I've heard a lot of them, but must admit that's my first time to hear a cocky-built player. So I'd like to know, who was he talking about? Just out of curiosity. I know what that means.
So
feel free to use it next spring, Steven, if you want, to talk about players. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all won't charge me a royalty if I use it.
No, you're all good.
No, that one's all yours. It's a wide receiver coach describing Jalen Reagor, who they had just traded for. I guess he was admiring the quads, the calves, and he described him as a cocky-built player.
Well, we got one like that in Drummond. So out here on the practice squad, that's, I'd say that must be a receiver who's built like a running back.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Now, the most cocky-built head coach in the NFL is clearly Dan Campbell, right? Or Man Campbell, as we like to call him.
I'd say, bro, you know, Vrabel's going to give him a good run, too, so.
Okay, because I was actually curious. If I had Dan Campbell, if we were doing like a fight-to-the-death situation between head coaches, if I go all in with Man Campbell, are you countering me with Mike Vrabel? Is there anybody else?
Well, first of all, I'm not. I think the world of Dan Campbell, and I agree. He's
top down
too. I'm just saying, as we get more and more of these ex players that become head coaches, you're seeing some. What'd you say that cocky built coach is alive and well too on the sideline?
Great stuff, Steven. Give him hell up there in New York. We'll be pulling for you.
Sounds great, guys. Great being on.
Salute. There he goes. Steven Jones with you every Friday about 3:30, somewhere in there here in the G-Bag Nation. You want to continue with the biggest L, biggest dub? You
absolutely.
Got some,
yeah.
Some housekeeping to finish up there. On the other side, Chiafalo will get you through the rest of that content. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Jerry Audio follow-up questions on the quarterback controversy and stuff, all and more coming up next in the G-Bag Nation. All right, welcome back, Nation. I know it is a football Friday, and I know I said we're going to do Jerry Audio at the top, but in reviewing that, I just don't think it's as interesting as this really good Jason Kidd audio talking about Luka and the Mavs. So we'll call a little bit of an audio. Maybe we'll get you a little sampling of Jerry. Maybe we won't. But I know right now it is time for Eric Chiafalo to finish up Biggest L and Biggest Dub.
Yeah. Should we run it back? Let's do it.
Lucius is the best.
Okay, of course, we all remember Monday night, the Monday night L for Dan Orlovsky. We all heard it. It was the sneeze fart heard around the world.
Now, the big change is the commitment to running.
Never ideal when you get into the booth and you make a mistake like that, where the body just sort of it betrays you.
Yeah,
right there in front of all of us. So blue cheese, just beware. Beware of the blue cheese if you're going to be anywhere around microphones and cameras.
It's more what I expect from Eli Manning whenever he opens his mouth, which is what Orlovsky just gave.
That's right. That's right. Now, nobody is safe in Biggest L, Biggest Dub, including myself. I had an on-air L this week, probably many, but one that really sticks out was TD Tuesday. I tried to channel my inner Walchuk. Now, this is the way Walchuk brings us in to a good old-fashioned TD Tuesday. This is how it was supposed to sound for me, but here's Walchuk.
Boom shagalak, boom shagalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
The execution there is perfect. That's Walchuk, like, in his bag at the height of his TD Tuesday powers right there. And that's what we can expect all season long from the big man.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
the last show we do without him until next baseball season.
Amen. Amen. Which is, that is a beautiful thing. How about that for a dub right here in the G-Bag Nation?
A big
the
Wooly
Bully is
absolutely
back and better than ever forever. Now, we did experience a Wooly Bully less TD Tuesday. And so I tried to channel him. And, well, I fumble-farted like Orlovsky kind of did. Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, T-Day 2. Ah, dang it, I messed it up. I'm sorry, Walchuk. Right there before the finish line, man. Yeah. I absolutely botched
it. It's so easy, too, and you've been hearing it for years, Chiafano.
I know.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I really don't. I really don't. I was sort of, it was an out-of-body experience for me. It's inexcusable, and don't get me wrong, I've gone back to the drawing board, and I will try and redeem myself next Tuesday.
I believe in you.
Hopefully, we will be just swimming in Cowboy TDs from Monday Night Football.
That'd be nice.
That's really
suffocating you with them.
Please, yeah, just engulf me, please. 817, biggest dub of the week. My son pancaked a linebacker and won his seventh grade game as a center. Look at this.
There you go. Getting that second level.
Broadus is going to love that.
I love it.
Laying out the pancakes is always a wonderful thing. When your son is the one doing the pancaking, that has to make you feel like an alpha dad there in the bleachers. Like, yeah, that's my kid. You just got pancaked by my son. That's my genes doing that right there.
No complaining about the refs from this family today.
Exactly. Yeah. Sounds like we got a bit of a dancing bear on our hands there in the middle school ranks. So good for you, Pops. Always happy to share the fatherly dubs that take place. Now, New York City, this is surprising. But if any of our Cowboy players are going to be going out and about or just perusing the city while in New York taking on the Giants, they will have the comfort of knowing that cameras have been installed on all subways in order to, I guess, monitor the crazy crap that goes down on the daily.
So you have a witness for your murder and your mugging, right?
Yeah.
So I can always go back and say, here's what happened.
My question is...
This is the guy that pushed him onto the tracks.
God bless him.
How is this just now happening?
Yeah.
How are we just now getting cameras on New York City subways?
Oh, there's places here that don't have cameras.
We have an AI. We have virtual Luca that's ready
we
to
do.
Like do all these fun things and interact with you. And we're just now plugging cameras into the subways of New York City?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a wild one to me. I would like to know. Maybe a budget shortfall, but it seems like it would be so inexpensive.
Sounds like negligence to me.
It might be a labor issue. I don't know. You get on one of those subways, it does feel like you're going back in time.
It does. Yeah.
Maybe be a wiring issue. Like they just don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah, people knock them out too.
Yeah, they'll just get rid of them.
Spray paint them, knock them down.
Put some gum over it.
Yeah.
Probably a difficult, task.
Remember the quarterback for Washington in college, his last name? I thought it was Penix, but it's Penix, actually.
Michael Penix, right?
But they have coined him. He is big Penix energy.
Okay.
And he has landed an NIL deal because of it. Just like General Booty created his own, Michael Penix, big Penix energy, he's teaming up with Simply Seattle. And they announced that they were pumped to announce their NIL partnership with the Husky quarterback. And now you can get official Big Penix Energy T-shirts if you are a Washington fan. So that's very exciting and good for him. Now he gets to pocket on a legendary last name.
That is a fun stadium to go watch a college football game in, by the way.
I bet the scenery there is probably pretty
beautiful.
Nice.
It's in the mountains or something?
No,
it's by a lake.
Like
people pull their boats up. There's a couple places that people pull their boats up. Tennessee is one of them. Washington's one. I don't know what's at Army because they're right there by a lake as well.
So. Okay. Well, I like that. Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds like a bucket list. Maybe Jared Sandler and his crew will make it up there one of these days for their college trip every year. And then
yeah,
the
University of Washington, yes. Washington State, not so much.
No, not Pullman. Don't go to Pullman.
Don't go to Pullman.
Don't go to Pullman. Go to Seattle and go to a game. Yeah, their stadium, they have a lot of fun.
Okay.
University of Oregon's pretty good, too. Yep. Oregon State, not so much.
You know, speaking of L's, Bo Nix is talking about a quarterback of the Ducks, Oregon. He's like, the thing I miss most about being in the SEC down south is Chick-fil-A. They got no Chick-fil-A in Eugene?
I don't think so.
Doing?
That's crazy.
It's a sad deal.
Hippies.
Yeah. Biggest L of the week, though, is a trifecta L, just sort of a sexual misconduct L. We have Doc Rivers, Adam Levine, and Ime Udoka.
Okay.
Just throw those guys
the triple
there.
L scheme.
We'll talk. Well,
sports L.
We'll quadruple it with
what Doc Head did.
With Brett Favre, we'll throw him in there as well. Doc was just liking a bunch of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot. Use the bookmark.
He likes the snow bunnies, remember?
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame him.
No, I don't either.
I don't blame him, bro.
Thanks, Chia.
Especially the pog joints. Yeah. Them pog joints are crazy. when they start making them.
Biggest L, biggest dub. Every Friday around 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, when we come back, we have some fabulous Jason Kidd audio. He was on the All the Smoke podcast like a week ago, and we wanted to get to the audio. Then we didn't. Then I heard Sean and RJ talking about it. I said, oh, heck, we got to get back that audio. So here it comes. Is there a ceiling for Luka? Thoughts on losing Brunson? We're 4 days from Mavs camp, and Jason Kidd tells you everything you want to know as an MFFL coming up next here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.